We are covering our top story this hour, furloughs and layoffs for the airline industry.
I'm Joe Donlan. Breaking news from American and United Airlines executives. United reporting it has started putting more than 13,000 workers on unpaid leave. American reporting it plans to start its own furloughs tomorrow of 19,000 workers. Executives at both airlines say if the federal government comes through with a second $25 billion bailout, which could come as soon as tomorrow, they will reverse action and call back workers. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin asked the airlines to consider holding off, saying he believes a deal is near for a possible federal stimulus agreement. That deal is expected to include billions of dollars for the airline industry. Further proof that the airline industry is hurting, an announcement is expected as early as tomorrow that Boeing is consolidating its 787 Dreamliner production from Washington State to South Carolina. A timetable for that move and how many employees would be laid off is not clear just yet, but it is directly due to financial challenges related to the COVID-19 pandemic. And there is a story, of course, behind each of the thousands of airline jobs being threatened. News Nation's Marky Martin joins us live from Dallas, where she talked with some of those employees. Marky?
Well, we now know that no deal will be reached this evening. This after the stimulus vote was delayed in the U.S. House earlier today. And earlier in the show, we talked about the 75,000 jobs that are now on the chopping block come tomorrow. But what about the workers themselves? We hear from them now.
Everyone thought in March, thought and hoped that we'd be in a different place. But we're not. We're still directly in the middle of this crisis.
Flight attendants, union workers, and lawmakers asking for help tonight.
We are the essential workers who have been flying throughout this entire pandemic.
If Congress doesn't grant the aviation industry an extension of the CARES Act, 75,000 workers will be out of a job tomorrow.
It's completely devastating. Demand, business travel has fallen off a cliff. This is a way to keep these employees connected to pay and health care while we navigate through this pandemic.
Paul Hartshorn Jr. represents the Association of Professional Flight Attendants. He says union workers are asking for a six-month financial extension through March of 2021 to keep airlines in the skies and food on the table at home.
Airline industry is just a solid foundation of the American economy, and if we don't protect this, it's going to be a lot more far-reaching than the 75,000 aviation workers that are looking to get to be thrown out on the streets tomorrow.
He says the impact would trickle down to travelers in the form of fewer flights at higher fares. But for those employed by the airlines, much more is at stake.
This is a mother and a father who are both flight attendants on the furlough list with a special needs son who are in jeopardy of losing their medical insurance.
Hartshorn says it's discouraging that it's the 11th hour with no deal made, despite additional funding receiving bipartisan support. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says he is hopeful for a compromise.
Not just for the passengers, but also for the cargo that they carry. And many people lose track of the fact that our logistics network across the country is dependent also on passenger airlines and the cargo that they carry. So it is very important for our national logistics that we keep them flying and to be able to maintain that.
And this could be a monumental blow to aviation. Just since the onset of COVID, the industry has lost 100,000 jobs. We haven't seen an aviation crisis like this since 9/11. But just for context, just for comparison here, following those attacks, airline travel decreased by 6%. In the wake of COVID, we are now down 66%. Reporting live in Dallas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.